Okay, good morning. We're in Shavuot, Daf Yud Gimel, Amud Aleph. I'm actually starting for a change on the Amud, but I just want to go back quickly to Yud Gimel, to Yud Bet Amud Bet. Just so what we did yesterday. Yesterday we asked the question, right? We're discussing, trying to understand this apparent repetition of the different mitzvot at the end of the Mishnah. And then the Gemara asked the question, this asay, for God did an asay. So when is he bringing a korban? He said, if he didn't do tshuva, so we've got zebach reshim toiva, it's an abomination. And if he did do tshuva, so then any day can become what you are, daf yom kippah. We had a brighter that said, if he was already a mitzvah, he did tshuva, that lo zaz misham ad shemochalim, in other words, he'll do tshuva, immediately gets mechila. So I'm Rabbi Zeira, we talk about a case of Ba'omed B'merdo, right? That he's still rebelling and he hasn't done tshuva. That's what Rashi explained to us. So who says that if you don't do tshuva Yom Kippur, the korban still is mechaper for you? It's Rebbe. The time Rebbe Omer, I'll call him what Shabbat Rak, Ben Asa Tshuva, and Lo Asa Tshuva. You might be mechaper, we saw this yesterday. Right, that Rebbe says, irrespective, you do or didn't do tshuva, Yom Kippur is mechaper, except for three mitzvahs that he excludes. This is what we got up yesterday. Meforek all, right? Hi, Mati. Right, if he's meforek all, and Rashi says over there, meforek all, kofer beikar. Okay, says a guy who's a complete kofer, does not believe in God, is completely, but not just doesn't, I don't think it's talking about an atheist. I don't know. I think it's more like a person who's outspoken. We'll see, or megale panim batra, you know, maybe not. Here comes megale panim batra, Rashi says, yeah, baal divrei Torah, bechutzpah. See that, Rashi? Ubegilui azut panav. It was like in an aggressive, obnoxious sort of way. Like Menashe gives an example there. And the third one is Umefer Brit Bebasar. Right? Doesn't have Brit Mila. So a person doesn't have Brit Mila lechatchila. That was as a philosophy. Not a person whose father didn't give him a breast and never knew he had to have a breast, right? But a person who doesn't want a breast is out of a breast. Those three guys are excluded. Anybody else? Shimasa Tshuva, Yom HaKippur Mechaper, Vimlav, and Yochim Mechaper. Those three guys, unless they do Tshuva, Yom Kippur won't help them. So the Gemara says, okay, so my time at Rebbe's. Now we know that Rebbe's got the opinion that Yom Kippur is mechaper on everything except for those three. So let's ignore those three and we can say in a blanket statement, Rebbe says Yom Kippur is mechaper full stop, okay? Other than those three, we know that. So the Gemara says, what's the story? What's his makor? The Tanya, because we've got a pasuk, ki devar Hashem, look at that pasuk, this pasuk is relevant to us, ki devar Hashem baza. Okay, he was mevazeh God's words, right? He's a mevazeh, like not belittled, he besmirched, not besmirched. He was give me a great explanation of mevazeh. Despised. Thank you.
What is the context of that? Where's that from?
It's a fair critic nefesh ahi in Bamidbar, right? You're saying what is the context of that? Rashi Mzirim is that, let me look later. Right? So he says over here, Kidvashi Mizar, the Gemara explained now, between the Hafer, he karetik ha-nefeshahi avonava. So we see avonava. Right? Look at Revi, how to explain that. He says over here, Kidvashi Mbazar, Zeapurek O. And then Umagale Panim, Batorah, Ve'et Mitzvoto Hefer, Zeamefer Brit Rebasar. So you see the passage that Kidvashi Mbazar, Be Mitzvota Hefer, right, and then he created tikkaret, he gets karet, right, he created Yom Kippur, then tikkaret lachar Yom HaKippurim. So in those three, you'll get karet, whether it's before or after, respect, even after Yom Kippur, he still got karet. Right, so now, the same writer says, Yachol afilu asar tshuva, what about if he did tshuva? Tamud lomar avonava, right, when does it apply? Only when the sin is there, lo amati ele bizman shavonava. Okay, while he's got the sin. Otherwise, if you've done tshuva, obviously tshuva would help. Tshuva always helps. The question when you haven't got tshuva. Now, I don't know if any of you remember, but this Rabbanan, we looked at this Rabbanan when we were on, I think, Daf Yud. Remember that? On Daf Yud, We had a Rabbanan, and I said that we need to look at the Rashi later on to understand the full. Remember that?
Yeah.
Right, so, when was Yud Aleph? So, this is the Rabbanan. So, the Gemara's question here now is, and Rabbanan, who don't agree with Rebbe says that Yom Kippur is always mechaper. And he's got his makor. So Rabbanan who say Yom Kippur isn't mechaper to do tshuva, even on all the other mitzvahs, what do they, that's the Gemara's question now, right?
Because Rebbe's got the pasuk, ki devar Hashem bazavik mitzvotai fer hekirtika danefshehi ve'avonava, only these three things. But anything else, okay, we'll mechaper. So Rabbanan, what did they say? Look at Rashi there. Rabbanan, de'it lehu nami b'shar aveiro te'en yom ha'kippur mechaper al she'enan shavin. Even all the others, if you don't do tshuva, yom ha'kippur doesn't help you. Amr lecha, what did they say to you? Ah, the galilan krabe nechtlat. The fact that the Torah is specifying these three, lav b'yom ha'kippurim ayri. So yeah, Robin asked, what's the content of this pasuk? I'll be honest with you, I didn't look at the context of the pasuk, but yeah, Chachamim are already telling us that it's different, they don't accept the context, the way Rebbe answered the context, right? It's not talking about Yom Kippur. Elihi karet, tikkaret. It's talking about karet. And what is it telling you? Tikkaret lolam haba. You get karet lam haba, not Yom Kippur. Sha'af mita enu mareket al shlosh halalu b'loch ha'tshuva. They're telling you, what's this pasuk? But it's telling you, hikaret, tikkaret, that death. We learned earlier on that mitta mamareket, remember that mitta empties you out of your sin? Not on these three things. Aval shara veirot, but all the aveirot, below tshuva, nami mitta mamareket, plus achayom kippurim, alo kippurim brought to mitta law. So Chalim are telling you as follows. Rebbe says that this pasuk specifically relates to Yom Kippur. Chalim say, no, this relates to dying. Chachamim agree that death as a rule is a kapara. Death and Yom Kippur is a kapara. But even if you maybe not the tshuva. But if you didn't do tshuva, Yom Kippur on its own won't help you, right? For anything. And these things, yeah, Rebbe says only these things Yom Kippur won't help you for. All the other stuff Yom Kippur will help you for. And Chachamim said, no, for nothing. Unless you do tshuva, Yom Kippur won't help you. So the Gemara said like this. Vaha, umi matzit mukemet laka Rebbe. Right? And where do we see? How do we see? Can you say that this pasuk is matzit karebi alamakal? Right? Hamid Seifer, right? The Gemara says Hamid Seifer, Rebbe he. Therefore, Rashi Nami Rebbe he. So, how do we indicate the Tani Seifer? We learn the end of the Seifer. What's the end of the Seifer? Echad. This is this bright which we just brought now. The Tanya, right? This bright comes from Sanhedrin, right? The Tani Seifer. Echad Yisrael, Echad Kohanim, Echad Kohen Mashuach, right? Right. This is actually our Mishnah, by the way. This brighter that we just brought over here, but the end of it is also mentioned in our Mishnah. The Bible says, Echad Kohanim, Echad Kohen Mashiach, irrespective of Yisrael, Kohen, or a Kohen Gadol, right? All of these people, right? The pasuk there, hold on 1 second. Echad Yisrael, Mit Kapri Mishar Aver B'Sir Mishtaleach. We're speaking about this, remember we got on Yom Kippur, we got the three Seirim, right? We got the Seir LaHashem, which goes inside, we got the other Seir, which the Kohen Gadol does outside, and the third Seir is sent away. They said, that is it, right? So he says, so these three things, the Sefer says there, Echad Yisrael, Echad Kohanim, Echad Kohen Mashiach, I'll get Kapara from the Sir Mishtaleach, right? Uman Itle Hai Svara, and who's the Tana that has this Svara, right? That Rashi says here that the Kohanim Itchamim Mishtaleach, the Kohanim Dafka get Mishtaleach, or that they part and parcel of Yisrael and everybody else. Who's the person who says that? Says a Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, right? And if it's Rabbi Yehuda, right? Therefore, Michal the Reish Rabbi Yehuda. Hold on, I'm completely confused here. Rabbi here is not Rabbi Yehuda.
No.
So that's why I went drunk completely. Sorry. Umi matzim ukele Rabbi Rabbi. There's a kasha in the Gemara. Sorry, I read it wrong. The Gemara says umi matzim ukele. Like, how can you say this bright as Rabbi, right? Because from the Sefer we see the Sefer is Rabbi Yehuda. And if the Sefer and the Bride is Rabbi Yehuda, then the Reish is Rabbi Yehuda. We've seen before, right? That as a rule, the Mishnah doesn't like to put a Reish and a Sefer as two different Tanaim, unless there's a very good reason for it.
Mm.
So if the Sefer is Rabbi Yehuda, that means the Reish is Rabbi Yehuda, and if the Reish is Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Rabbi. And then I can tell the Sefer is Rabbi. Sorry, I got confused there for a second. Right? Who's got the Svara that the Kohen Mashiach goes with Israel? Hi Svara, who Rabbi Yehuda? Right, and therefore, if the Sefer is Rabbi Yehuda, then Michal the Reish Rabbi Yehuda, also the Reish Rabbi Yehuda. If the Reish is Rabbi Yehuda, then it can't be Rabbi. Okay, so the Gemara says, no. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi says, no. Rabbi he. Right, that Sefer is Rabbi. And why did you think it was Rabbi Yehuda? V'sava like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi holds like the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda. Right, and that's why you got confused and thought that it was Rabbi. There was Rabbi Yehuda. So now we've solved this sort of little issue over here. We've got the Machloket Rebbe and Rabbi and Chachamim with regards to those three and not those three.
we basically answered the question from yesterday. This idea of the mitzvah asay, that you did tshuva, you didn't do tshuva. Yom Kippur works for everything according to Rebbe, other than those three averas, which we saw, right? Porek all, right? Megale panim batorah, and mefir brit basar. Okay, so a person who doesn't believe, a person who has chutzpah, doesn't have a brit milah. All the others it works for. And who is this bright like this bright like Rebbe? And why do we think Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara says as follows. So Amalei Abaye. So Abaye says to Rabbi Yosef, because Rabbi Yosef is the one who tells us that it's Rebbe, and Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yosef, now Abaye asks Rabbi Yosef a question. Amalei says, when you said that it's Rebbe, and Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yosef, like Rabbi Yehuda, Dafke ka'amar mar, Rebbe Savalak Rabbi Yehuda, did Amar Mar, meaning you, Rabbi Yosef, right? Did Rabbi Yosef, do you Mar, did you say that it's Dafke Rebbe that is of the opinion like Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, lo Savalak Rebbe, but Rebbe Yehuda doesn't hold like Rebbe. In other words, only Rebbe, in other words, it won't work in every case. In this particular halacha, Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore it works. But Rebbe Yehuda doesn't necessarily hold like Rebbe on all the three. Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Kohen, that the Seir HaMishtaleach, right, that goes to Azazel, is also a mechaper for Kohanim and Yisraelim and the likes. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with Rebbe that Yom Kippur is mechaper for everything except for those three Averas, right? Or Dilma, me the Rebbe Sabalak Rabbi Yehuda, since Rebbe Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda, Af Rabbi Yehuda Sabalak Nami Karebi. Right? So then if that's the case, why didn't we say that the Mishnah is Rebbe? Why do we say it's Rabbi Yehuda? It was the derech of the Mishnah. The way the Mishnah chose it, the style. Why? Lemaymar, the Talmid, Savar like Rabbi. Rabbi is Rabbi Yehuda's Talmid, and therefore he holds like his teacher. And therefore we say that Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and not Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi. So the question now is it complete synchronization, right? And Rebbe and Rabbi Yehuda are the same on everything, or is it just here the Rebbe Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda? And why do we say that? Is it just Rebbe Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda, not Rebbe Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda, or do they both hold like each other? And why do we say that the Shitta is like Rebbe and it's like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rebbe? Because Rabbi Yehuda was his teacher, and therefore we give the Shitta to the teacher, not to the Talmud. That's the question. So here comes the answer. So Amar Lei. So Yosef says to him, he says, in, you're right, Dafke Kamina, the first option, right? That Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yehuda, but Rebbe Sava like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda lo Sava like Rebbe, but Rebbe doesn't hold like Rebbe. In other words, Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yehuda that the Seir Mishtaleach, that Seir Azazel is also a good kapara for Kohanim and Yisraelim alike, but Rebbe Yehuda doesn't necessarily hold like Rebbe with regards to everything else that we said. The Tanya, here comes the proof. Yachol Yehei Yom Kippur Mechaper Al Shavim Val Shnam Shavim. Does Yom Kippur, can we say that Yom Kippur is good kapara, whether you did tshuva or didn't do tshuva? V'dinu, this is the brighter. There's the din, right? Hoyil, we look like a bit of a gzair, a bit of a kal v'chomer, but not 100% kal v'chomer. Usually the din means a kal v'chomer. But yeah, I think din means more. How do they actually translate din in the note? When they say v'din hu. Anybody have a look? Can anybody see it there?
Following logical argument.
Yeah, that's why. Okay. So it's not really a kal v'chomer. It's more like it sort of makes sense. We can understand. Hoyil v'chatat v'asham mechaprim. So a korban chatat and a korban asham, right, for avirus, it does kapara. And Yom Kippur is also mechaper. So maybe we can say, just like Yom Kippur is like a korban, right? Ma chatat v'asham. Let's look at, understand the basics. When does a chatat v'asham help us? Ma chatat v'asham ein mechaprim ela al ha-shavim. Only helps if you do tshuva. So af Yom Kippurim ein mechaper ela al ha-shavim. We can say the same idea. That only works if you do tshuva. But now we've got a problem. Because there's no question, Yom Kippur is a little bit different to a korban, right? Yom Kippur has all many other aspects and elements. But ma lechatat v'asham, she'ein mechaprim ala mezid keshogeg, asham only works if you did something b'shogeg, right? Yeah, if you did b'mezid, if you did something intentionally, you don't need a korban. If you did something intentionally, if it was hatra'ah, proper warning, and you get malkut. If it wasn't proper warning, then maybe a korban in certain cases of Yom Kippur would help you. But you yourself come with a korban,
Tamar, maybe we can say that Yom Kippur is different. Because Yom Kippur, Shemachaper HaMezid VaHashogeg, Yom Kippur makes no distinctions between Mezid and Shogeg. So therefore we see Yom Kippur's got a higher ability to do Kapara than a Korban. Therefore we can say, Hoyo Mechaper HaMezid KeShogeg, since it does Mezid Shogeg different to the Korban, Yechaper HaShavim VaHashenam Shavim. Maybe Yom Kippur can do Kapara, even if you didn't do Tshuva. Because we see it's not exactly like a Korban. A Korban is limited to a Chatat, to a Shogeg. Right, we did it without intention. Your Kippur is not limited. So maybe your Kippur can help you nonetheless on Shogeg or not Shogeg. Therefore, says the Gemara, no. Even Yom Kippur, this is the proof of Rabbi who doesn't agree with Rebbe. Because Rebbe would say, no problem, right? Rebbe says, of course Yom Kippur helps you. But this part is coming to prove Yom Kippur doesn't help you. The Gemara says, no. Talmud Lomar, Ach. Right, the word Ach. The Pasuk says, Ach be'asol lachodesh. Right, only on the Asur LaChodesh. Ach is a miyut, right? Chilek, distinguished between Yom Kippur and between Mezid and Shogeg. On Tshuva and not Tshuva, sorry. Makes a distinction. Right? Now, look at Likutei Rashi. And we've got Likutei Rashi there. Right? Ach, took to the right there, down about just a quarter way down before the bottom. Ach ba'asol LaChodesh Yom Kippurim hu. Chilek, Yom HaKippurim la'vi v'lo l'shayin an'shavin. The whole, yeah, this is the important part of the Rashi. The whole achin verakin. That's what Gemara in Bechorot. Anytime the Torah uses ach verak, Shabbat Torah lema'et, comes to be a mi'ut. So the fact that Yom Kippur is ach, right? Right? Yom Kippur is an ach over here. Therefore, Yom Kippur is an ach. It's lema'et. Only those that did tshuva. Only shall sim tshuva. If you didn't tshuva, it doesn't help you. And who's that shita like? That's clearly not Rebbe, right? Because Rebbe says, even without Tshuva, Yom Kippur helps you other than those three Aveiras. Right? So this is proof that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like Rebbe. So now the Gemara says, now we're going to prove that this is actually Rabbi Yehuda Shitta. How do we have this bright Tavia is Rabbi Yehuda? Here's a Gemara like this. Stam Sifra, right? Because this Pasuk, where's this Pasuk come from? What's the Makor for the Pasuk? Look, where's the Pasuk from which Sefer? Vayikra. Right? So we know that Vayikra, the Midrash Halacha of Vayikra is Sifra. Right? Torat Kohanim. Right? So Gemara says, Stam Sifra, who's the Stam? I mean, we learned this before, right? We've seen this, that Rabbi Yochanan brought us the Shittot recently. We had it in Baba Matzim, we had it in Sanhedrin, Baba Batra. We learned it a few times. In Makot we saw it as well, right? The idea of the Stam, that Rabbi Yochanan allocated all of the Talmid Rabbi Akiva, each one had a different Stam, Mishnah Rabbi Meir, Stam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda, right? Stam, we had a few others, I remember them all, right? Mani Rabbi Yehuda. Right, so we got Stam Sifra. We look at Rashi, there's Stam Sifra. I skipped all those Rashis. Wow, can't believe I've actually done this. And yeah, Stam Sifra, right? The second very wide lines of the Rashi there, before it gets very wide, the second wide lines. Stam Sifra, Torat Kohanim Rabbi Yehudahi, Hachimin and Sanhedrin, Ba'elu Hena Nechnekin, Daf Pei Vav. Daf Pei Vav Sanhedrin, we had a list there. Rabbi Yochanan brought a whole list, and that's the story over there. Right? So the Gemara says, "Stam Sifra, Mani Rabbi Yehuda, Ukamar Shavim in Lo Shvim Lo." And therefore, we got clear. Rabbi Yehuda says, "What? Those who do tshuva, yes. Those who do tshuva, don't do tshuva, no." And therefore, we see that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that only if you do tshuva, Yom Kippur helps you. And Rebbe says, even if you didn't do tshuva, Yom Kippur helps you. All right. So now the Gemara says, "Verameh Stam Sifra." We got a steer here. You bringing me the Stam Sifra here. We've got another Stam Sifra, which is a little bit different. We've got a Stira. The Tanya, because we've got a Brighter, okay? And that Brighter comes from Kritut. Yachol lo yehe yom kippurim mechaper elim ken hitanabo. Is it possible? Can we say this is a Brighter? A Yom Kippur only helps you when? If you were fasted. Ukaro mikra kodesh, right? And you read mikra kodesh. Now we need to rush here. Look what mikra kodesh means. Right, lo mikra kodesh, lo kiblu bevirchotav lomar mekadesh Yisrael v'yom HaKippurim. Interesting, eh? That brocha is a fundamental for Yom Kippur. So you got to fast, you got to make the brocha rech Yisrael v'yom HaKippurim, right? Plus, v'lo asah bo melocha, you don't do any melacha, you don't do any work on Yom Kippur, like Shabbos, right? However, lo itanavo, if you didn't fast, you never made that brocha, and you did melocha minayin. How do we know that Yom HaKippurim nonetheless it will give you kapara for all that, even if you didn't do it. Tamud lomar yom hakipurim hu. That pasuk over there also comes from Vayikra, right? That same pasuk which was read. Ach pasul achodesh hashvi azeh yom hakipurim hu. That's yom kippah mikol makom and any circumstances. So he has a brighter that says what? That really the tshuva than the tshuva. So we got a proper stereo between the first part. And if you did tshuva. Ashavim kein ein ashavim lo. This writer says Yom Kippur, Makom Makom. So we've got a stira between the two writers, right? So now the Gemara gets a little bit tricky. Up until now, literally, it's been pretty clear, easy sailing. We've had a pretty relaxed morning, right? Now the Gemara gets a little more difficult. Amar Abaya, Abaya says no kasha, no stira between these two writers. You get a simple answer, right? What's the most simplest answer? Good thing for us. What's the most simplest answer? The one writer is Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, another brighter is?
That's not a simple answer.
Rebbe! Why not?
Because they just said Stam brighter is a Rabbi Yehuda.
Stam Sifra, Rabbi Yehuda.
Okay, and Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi, and Rabbi is Rabbi the teacher, and he had another limud, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, he said that Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi doesn't hold like Rabbi. Right? So we could say that. Okay, you don't accept the answer. It's not such a simple answer. Okay, no, not so simple. I agree. Okay, so you see, that's the problem. You got too much information. You all know too much here. That's
the
problem.
It's an exception to the
problem. Right. So the Gemara says, "Amar Abaye lo kashya, ha Rebbe v'ha Rebbe Yehuda." Abaye thought it was easy, okay? Abaye thought it was pashut. Okay, he never had Rabbi sitting next to him, right? That was his problem. All right. Ha Rebbe. That's Abaye. Okay, Rava obviously thought a little bit quicker, and he says, okay, you know what, you're right. Stam Mish Sifra is Rebbe Yehuda, and therefore it's not so pashut. Rava's got a different answer. Rava says, no. Ha v'ha Rebbe. Both these brighters are Rebbe. Even the bright that said you have to have tshuva is Rebbe. And the second brighter is also Rebbe. Umode Rebbe bekaret de yoma. And in the first brighter where Rebbe said you have to have tshuva, Rebbe agrees that there is karet in the averas of Yom Kippur. If you aren't mekayim in the mitzvahs of Yom Kippur, there's certain elements of Yom Kippur you have karet for. And therefore, specifically on those, you have to do tshuva. If you didn't do tshuva on those, not the other mitzvahs, on those mitzvahs, you look at this. Yeah, we have to have Rashi here. Look at this Rashi. Umodiri v'karet de yoma. Right, two different ones that gets very wide. Umodiri v'karet de yoma. Had the Tanya Kamaita, the first brighter. De'eino mechapir al-shel anshav. And if you don't do tshuva, you don't do kapara. V'karet shel yom ha-kippurim ka'ama. That brighter is speaking specifically about Yom Kippur itself. Al-inui v'shel melocha. There are two mitzvahs here that Rashi is telling us that you have karet for Yom Kippur. Inui, right? There's inui b'nafshot echem, which is the fast. Right? But it's more than just a fast. Deraita, I think it's just a fast, right? We spoke about this the other day. But derabanan, you've got not a sicha and shtia and nirata sandal and tashmish amitra having relations. All of those things are part of inui. Right? But I think I would agree with you that I think this is talking about the fast specifically. Asher inui v'sher melocha. If you do melocha, because it's Shabbat Shabbaton Yil Hashem, right? Like Shabbos. But I'll call shar averus. But all the other averus, mechaper afapi shasabu melacha v'lo itanabu. Right? On the other melochas, right? Afapi shasabu melacha v'lo itana.
Even if you didn't do
tshuva. On those things, the other averus, not averus of Yom Kippur. Right? Maybe. Right? So look at this. This is like to get a little tricky here, right? Rebbe says that you clipped about Yom Kippur, right? If you don't say that Rebbe agrees that you're going to get karet for these things on Yom Kippur, im lo taimahachi, karet, do Yom Kippurim, Rebbe likely, then we haven't got Rebbe doesn't agree that there's karet Yom Kippur. Because if Rebbe's of the opinion, every avera you do in the world, except for those three which we spoke about earlier on, Yom Kippur is automatically mechaper, then Rebbe doesn't have the concept of chayev karet on Yom Kippur if you eat. Because for Gam Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur automatically does kapara for you, so where's the karet? So therefore, says Rava, that the first brighter telling us that you have to do tshuva, what's it for? The avera is on Yom Kippur. And the second bright that says that you can do tshuva, you don't do tshuva, Yom Kippur helps you for, are the other avaras in the world, other than those three, and Yom Kippur itself. Okay, that's beautiful. So Gemara says like this.
Rebbe is basically saying, it repents for every, it turns for everyone except for five, the three plus malach and inui.
On Yom Kippur itself. Right. So the Gemara says, well, how can you, why would you tell me that without saying this, Rebbe wouldn't have karet on Yom Kippur? Because everything's now hinging on Rebbe having or not having karet on Yom Kippur, right? Being high of karet for Yom Kippur itself. Gemara says, why is that? Alama, why? Lo, alama lo, why do you say that Rebbe wouldn't have karet unless you had these two cases? Meshkachata, we'd find a case where Rebbe would agree to be high of karet when? Kagon, the Avad Belilia. You did the Aveira at night, Erev Yom Kippur, right, after sunset, right, Umit, and you died. De lo ata yamama lichapure lichpurele, because Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, the very bottom line, Rashi, she'ein mechape ele yom. When does Yom Kippur do the kapara? The day of Yom Kippur is kapara, not the night. Why? Because on the day we have the korbanot, and that's the avoda of the Yom Kippur, the day mechape. So a guy doesn't have Aveira at night. Rebbe could still say, no. You know what? Yom Kippur helps you. But when, as long as you lived into the day, if you did the Averis at night, you ate at night, you fasted, you never fasted, you ate supper, and you didn't make a broch at night, you over on Yom Kippur, the day would still do kapara for you, even without doing tshuva. Therefore, these brides, not necessarily like you're telling me, there's Rebbe and Rebbe, and he just didn't have the daytime to do kapara for him. It's a good answer. So Gemara says, you know what, Ella, go accept that. Ki bayom hazeh yechaper alechem. Right. So I never read the end of the Rashi. She'ein mechaper ele yom ki predictiv, ki bayom hazeh yechaper alechem. Right, the day itself. That's the day itself, right. So the Gemara says, you know, accepts that. And says, Ella, Ema, you know what, let's say that Rebbe doesn't say that there wouldn't be karet, but Ella karet de yamama le Rebbe lately. It would never be karet on the day itself, right? The day of karet wouldn't work. Yeah. Not karet would work if you got karet for doing an avera the night before. But if you did any averas on the day itself, you'd never get karet because you'd eat in the morning and the day itself would be mechaper for you.
Maybe you need a full day of.
No, we said the yoma. We just answered that the day itself is what worked.
Full day, the whole day, not the night, but from sunrise. If you're ready, you.
Okay, so that's what we're saying. If we say that this brighter is like Rebbe, that the day itself of Yom Kippur is Mechaper, then according to Rebbe, you'd have the day, you'd live the day of Yom Kippur, you'd have no problem, and Yom Kippur would Mechaper for you from the morning till the night.
Full day, daylight.
What's it doing for you? Why wouldn't you have it?
Because you've sinned already during that day.
Oh, you have to have a whole day of sin-free. Ah, that's a nice answer. That's not a Gemara's answer. I don't think it's a Gemara's answer, but okay, maybe. Alam, so Gemara says, why not? You'd still have it, a carrot for Rebbe. When? Mashkachat la, da'achal umtza, v'chan kei umit. He ate a bit of meat, right? And then he choked on it and he died. Right? So now, he never had Yom Kippur to do the kapara for him. Look at Rashi there. V'chan niktei, shelo avar alav rega min hayom. He never had a moment of the day to actually do kapores. He's going to Rashi, I need a moment of the day. That he never had any time at all between his Aveira and Yom Kippur, because in Toch Kedai Aveira, in the middle of the Aveira, he died. So a guy like this wouldn't benefit from Yom Kippur. That's the one answer. Inami, the Achal Samuch Lishkirachami, he ate very, very close to sunset at night, like Mamas, just before Yom Kippur ended, to not have a short Lichpurele. He never had any moment of Yom Kippur to answer. Okay, so that's the end of the sukkah. Okay, now we go to the next part of the Mishnah. Echad Yisrael, v'echad Kohanim, v'echad Kohen Mashuach. Okay, so we saw that the Gemara brought earlier on. That's from our Mishnah on Daf Bet. Gemara says, we're at the end of the Mishnah and all these halachas. It said, Echad Yisrael, v'echad Kohanim, v'echad Kohen Mashuach. Right, the Mishnah first says they're all the same. And then the Mishnah says, "My ben Yisraelim the Kohanim and the Kohen Mashuach." What's the difference between the three of them? And the par mechaper the Kohanim, altumat mikdash shekoshav. That the par is for the Kohanim, and we saw that the seir is for the and the goat is for the Yisraelim, and the par is for the Kohanim. So the Mishnah starts off, what's the connection, and then makes a distinction. The Gemara says, "Douglas, ha gufa kasha." In essence, the Mishnah itself is kasha. Why? Ketani, we learned in the Mishnah, Echad Yisrael, Echad Kohanim, Echad Kohen Mashuach, they're all the same. V'hadar Tani, then we immediately said, Ma Bein Yisrael, Kohanim, and Kohen Mashuach. What's the difference between the two of them? So are they the same, or are they different? So Amar, therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says like this. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, let's say you meant to read this Mishnah. Echad Yisrael, Echad Kohanim, Echad Kohen Mashuach. They are Yisraelim, and they are Kohanim, and they are Echad Mashuach. And all of them mitchaprim b'sirah mishtalech b'shar aveirot. With other aveiros, the sar mishtalech, the sar, the seir, azazel, the god that goes out, is mechaper for all of them. V'ein chiluk b'nei. There's no difference between them whatsoever. So when we said, then we said ma bein. So ma bein shel kohanim v'lekoy mashuach. So now what's the difference? Ela shehapar mechaper al kohanim al tumat migdash ukdoshav. And the seir is for the Israelim. That's the rest of the Gemara, right? So that's the difference. Anachinami, Mishnah says they're all exactly the same with regards to every other mitzvah in the Torah, except for the mitzvah, the issur of Tumat Migdash and Kedoshah, which is our Mishnah's been speaking about. If they go into the Beit HaMikdash Tamei, or if they eat anything Tamei, right? There, they've got a difference. There, the Kohanim get the par, and they have the par is the what? The what's a par in English? A male cow is a what? A bull. Thank you, and a bull. Right? Thank you, Mati. And the Yisraelim have the goat. Right? The question is, Mani, who's the Tanya who says this? Rabbi Yuri. Rabbi Yuri. The Tanya. We got a brighter. Right? This is the brighter Masechet Yuma. Right? The Tanya bechiper et mikdash hakodesh. The pasuk says like this. Look at the pasuk. The chiper yasha kodesh ve'et oyal moed ve'et hamisa says ya chiper et mikdash. First, we do this kapara on this vayikra on Yom Kippur itself. There's kapara for the mikdash and the kodesh and for the oyal moed, right, which is the kodesh hakodashim ve'et hamisbeach and the altar outside. Ye chaper. Let's all do kapara. Then v'la koanim v'al kol am hakahal yechaper. Kol am hakahal yechaper. There's kapara for koanim and kol am. Now the Gemara is going to bring a brighter. It's going to analyze this pasuk and show you what each word in that pasuk means. So the Tanya, the chiper et mikdash hakodesh. When we say that you do kapara for the mikdash hakodesh, that is lifnai velifnim, right? Lifnai velifnim, right? So Rashi says here, lifnai velifnim al tumah sheira lifnai. That's on tumah that took place inside the kodesh hakodashim, right? Kegon nitma lifnai velifnim v'shakadei hishtachavua. A guy who was Tamei went into the Kodesh HaKodashim and he stayed there enough time to bow down. There's he's over on being inside for that period of time. He was Tamei and he went inside. Or somebody died and touched him inside, or a coin died in there and in the meantime he got Tamei. All right. Or a leta'ar ran inside and whatever. Et oil mo'ed, right? Et oil mo'ed, ze heichal, right? So we got one is in lifnai, in the kodesh hakodashim, and one in the kodesh, right? If we go to me in the kodesh, ze heichal. Mizbeach, says Rashi, the Gemara says, kamashmo. Now the Rashi says, yeah, this mizbeach is the mizbeach hazahav, okay, which is the golden mizbeach, the small one inside the mishkan. Right? If he imiktir, not Kodesh HaKodashim, outside. Kodesh, you got inside, you got the Mishkan, like the Kodesh. You've got here, you go into the room, and you've got the Aron and the table and the small Mizbeach. Yeah. Then you got the Parochet, and behind the Parochet is the what do you call it, the Aron? With right? And that is the Kodesh HaKodashim. So we're speaking about Lifnai v'Lifnim is in the Kodesh HaKodashim. In the Hechal is this whole area. Then we've got within that area the ketor. If you bring ketoret on the golden mizbeach, right? If you do, if that becomes tamei, or yechaper, says the Gemara, yechaper elu azarot. That's really now outside, right? Okay. In the courtyards, right? Kohanim. The pasuk says kohanim. Kamashmo is kohanim. Amakahal, right? Is elu Yisrael? It's just the regular people. Yechaper elu haleviim. So we've got leviim, Yisraelim, kohanim, lifnai velifnim, kodesh. Mizbeach inside and Mizbeach and Azara outside. We covered the whole gambit here of all the Tumah. Right? Kumashmo, Hushvu Kulan le Kaprachat. So we just said over here, right? Because we're talking here about Echad Yisrael, the Echad Kohen, the Echad Kohen Mashiach. Hushvu Kulan le Kaprachat. They're all the same. Right? Hushvu Kulan le Kaprachat. Now look at this Rashi quickly, Ushvu Kulam, but go to the very end of the Rashi. Look at Ushvu Kulam Kaprachat. Go 1, 2, 3, 4, and it says the Ilu betumat Migdash Ukdoshav. When it comes to the Tumah of Migdash Ukdoshav, Lekele Meimad Hushvu. There they aren't the same. Shehapar mechaper hakohanim v'siyah pnimi al Yisrael. The actual kapara is different. It goes to the tzehushvan kulek barachat shemitchaprim v'siyah mishtalech v'shar avayros. Tivra b'Yehuda. So that's what we said only with regards to other avayros, but not with regards to the kodshim and the kodesh of tumah. Right? That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon just differs a little bit. Omer Kesheim, we saw this in our Mishnah as well, this Rabbi Shimon. He says, Kesheim she'adam, sorry, Kesheim she'dam se'ir hanase bifnim. Remember the se'ir, remember we had two se'irim, right? We had the se'ir bifnim and the se'ir bachutz. And we said the se'ir bifnim, remember what the se'ir bifnim was for? It was Yodea at the beginning, he knew at the beginning, but he never knew at the end, remember? And then we said also yesterday we learned another example, it was for doing a mitzvah asay, but mazid, without hatra'ah, remember? So those are the two things that the Sibinim, right? So he says like this, Rabbi Shimon says, Kesheim shedam se'ira na'ase bifnim, mechaper al Yisrael, al tumat migdash ugdoshav. He says the difference, kach dam ha'par, mechaper ha'kohanim, al tumat migdash ugdoshav. And look, and so he says that the blood of the Seir is for Yisrael, and the blood of the par is for the Kohen. And then he carries on. He says, look, Kesheim she'viduyav shel Seir mishtalech. Because we got the blood on the Seir inside, and then the Kohen does vidui on the Seir that he sends out Lazazel. He says, look, Kesheim she'viduyav shel Seir mishtalech mechaper Yisrael b'shar aveiros. So we got the aveiros for the Mikdash and Kedoshav is the Seir, the goat inside. And all the other Aveiras is the Seir, HaMishtalech that gets sent out. Kach viduyav shel par mechaper HaKohanim b'shar Aveiras. Rabbi Shimon says quite simple. The Seirim are for Yisrael, but there are two of them. The blood inside on the Seir Pnim is for the Mikdash and Kedoshav. And the Seir Mishtalech is other Aveiras. The Kohen only has the par. The par has two elements to it. There's dam and vidui. The dam is for the Mikdash and Kedoshav. And the vidui is for Shar Aveiros. So Rabbi Shimon makes a starker distinction between Kohanim and Yisraelim. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda says that all Aveiros are all together for the Yisraelim and the Kohanim. Only the Mikdash is different. Where Rabbi Shimon says no. The Kohanim, they have a par for everything. Just that's the vidui or the dam. Where the Yisraelim have a sa'ir, which is the vidui on the one that goes Lazazel, and the dam inside. Okay, completely different, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. So that's why it makes sense that Rabbi Yehuda is the Tana who says that they're all the same, except this little difference. All right, so see, our Mishnah is more like Rabbi Yehuda. So like what says Rabbi Shimon, Hai Vadai Hushfu. But everybody agrees that our Mishnah said, Echad Yisrael, Vechad Kohanim, Vechad Kohen Mashuach, which makes a comparison between them. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's no comparison whatsoever. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's this Sa'ir inside for the Kodesh and Mikdash for the Yisraelim. There's the Sa'ir outside for Shara Veiros, and the Kohanim get a par. So where's the comparison? Where they hushvu? Where's this Echad Yisrael, Echad Kohen, Echad Kohen Mashuach? As far as Rabbi Shimon is concerned. Is that question clear? Clear? Yes. Right, okay. Right, so Gemara says, but Vada hushvu. So therefore, where my hushvu? Where is the comparison? So he said, no. What does it mean? The Mishnah would say there's a comparison. The b'nei kapara ninhu. The Gemara is just telling us. The Mishnah is saying they're all b'nei kapara. That's the echad Yisrael, echad Kohen, echad Kohen Mashuach. No matter who you are, you've got kapara. That's the comparison. But how? What kapara? That's completely different. Mihu kol chad v'chad mechaper b'nafshei. They've each got their own kapara whatsoever. And they don't right. And look at Rashi quickly. Eilu bepar, veilu beseir. Let's get the par, let's get seir. You said. If there was no difference, then why would we have them? The fact that we've got both means that there must be a difference, right? So now, Gemara Slakas. My time at Rabbi Shimon. What's Rabbi Shimon's reason? Right? Why does he say make this distinction? The Gemara says, Dichtiv, because the Pasuk says, V'lakach et shnei ha-seirim. The Pasuk says, take two seirim. Itkash seira mishtaleach le'seira nasa bifnim. Therefore, if it says take two seirim, there must be a relationship between the two. Right? Ma'asira nasa bifnim. What is the seir inside the seira pnim? Enu mechaper la'kohanim al tumam g'shav. It doesn't help the Kohanim. Why? Because that Pasuk itself says, Dichtiv bei asher la'am, which is for the Am.
Right, look at the pasuk. Velakach et shnei hasirim. Right, and then the next pasuk says, "Vayishchat hasir achatash la'am, asher la'am, evit damo b'med v'arbech v'asad damo kasher asal la'hem la'parachatat." And the previous pasuk as well, where we said over there, we said there, "V'chiper et mikdash hakodesh or moed et mizbech chiper al kohanim va'al kol am hakahal yechaper." Right, asher la'am, af siyem mishtalech elu mechaper al kohanim b'shar avayrot. So that's Rabbi Shimon. He says, the pasuk itself telling me it's for the Am, not for the Kohanim. Both the Seir Bifnim and the Seir Lazel. So there's going to be a big question now. What's the big question? We said that who was the Tana of our Mishnah that said that there is a connection between them all? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said they're all the same for all the Aveiras. The only difference is on the Kodesh and the Kedushav. So how does Rabbi Yehuda live? Because according to this, the Seir Mishtaleach and the Seir Pnim are only for the Am, not for the Kohanim. Yet we saw that they are for all the other values of the Kohanim as well. Right? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, no. Amar lecha hachi idkush. What is the heck? He agrees with Rabbi Shimon that when it says, v'lakach et shnei asirim, that you take these two sirim, there's a kesher, a hekesh between them. But what is the hekesh? Sheyu shavim b'mar'ah, they must look the same. U'bekoman, they must be the same height. But nothing to do with the actual kapara. And therefore Rabbi Yehuda has got no problem telling us that they for this and they for that. Rabbi Shimon says, no. The big question with the Gemara doesn't ask Rabbi is, what should the Gemara have asked? The Gemara said, a new Rabbi Shimon, where does he learn they're going to be the same heart and the same money and the same... Look, the Gemara doesn't worry about that. Okay.
And the sugi we just finished before about Rebbe saying that Yom Kippur Mechaper is for everything...
Right, well, no problem. We say Yom Kippur Mechaper for everything as well. Just the Yisrael, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Yisraelim get their kapara through the Seir, and the Kohanim get their kapara through the Par. But Yom Kippur does the job for them, irrespective. Just
so
each one's got
Yom Kippur the day it's performing the...
Right, so it would appear that Yom Kippur the day, because of the activities that are taken on that day. The question would be, I agree with you, what if we never had a... like, for example, today, we haven't got a Bet HaMikdash. Right, does Yom Kippur itself work without it, or is it only with it?
Right.
A good question. I would imagine that Yom Kippur the day, if we aren't able to bring it, then maybe it's not my cave. Only if you can bring it, you know. I mean, when we had the idea that we had with the balul, right? With the measure. We said right, only Ra'ul Lebalel Kebalul Dami. Right, remember, if you're able to do the Blila lo ma'akev. So maybe with the same idea, if you're able to do it, then it would have been, like, if you aren't able to do it. The opposite, actually, of that. Right, the opposite of that. Okay, let's go. Okay, so now the Gemara says, "Man tana lahadit na." The Gemara's a question now. Who's the tana of this brayta, which we're about to learn? "Man tana lahadit na Rabbanan," that Rabbanan learned, it's for the Rabbanan. "V'shachat et shirachatat asher la'am." Right, it says over the pasuk we saw, it says, "V'shachat et shirachatat asher la'am," which is for the nation. "V'vi et amo el nibet laparoch, v'asa et amo kasher asa al edam apar, v'izah oto al aparochet ibn aparochet." Right, la'am, right, is la'am. What does it mean over here, la'am? Right, shachat l'shirah chatat asher la'am. Rashi there says, asher la'am, velo la'kohanim. Who's the Tana of this brighter that says that this seirah chatat is only for the am and not for the kohanim? Right, what she'en kohanim mitchaprim bo? Don't the kohanim get kapara from that? And therefore, ubamim mitchaprim, where do they get kapara? If it's only for the am, not for the kohanim, where are the kohanim get the am? The answer the brighter says, the paroshel Aaron. Consider paro of Aaron. Aaron was told at on the day of the miluim, right? Look, the v'kriv Aaron et parachat rashelo v'chiper badov abeto. Aaron brought his own kapar. The Gemara said, wait a second. If it's the paro of Aaron, the brightest, the pasuk says specifically Aaron. Yacholu d'chapru b'paroshel Aaron. Maybe that kohen don't get kapar from Aaron. Why? Shekfar ne'mar rashelo for him. It's unique to Aaron, only Aaron, not there, the Kohanim. So if that's the case, may I tie them kapara, we've got no kapara. So it can't be. We've seen that the Seir is only for the Am, for the Israelim, and the Par is only for Aaron. So where the kapara, the Gemara says, that can't be. Keshua mer yechaper la Kohanim, matzin lem kapara. Right, because it says, the Pasuk says, v'chiper et mikdash ha-kodesh, v'et oel mo'el, v'et ha-mizbeach yechaper v'ala Kohanim. That Pasuk tells the Kohanim get kapara, so we can't have a suggestion that they get kapara, right? So, or for the Kohanim. So, Bameha Mirkaprim. So, where do they get their kapara from? Says the Gemara. So, Gemara says, Mutav Shitkapu Paroshil Aaron. They get from the kapara of Aaron. Why? Sharehutar Michlalo Etzel Beitu. Where did he say that part of Aaron in the pasuk comes to exclude this limitation. Because look at the pasuk says, "V'kriv Aaron et parachat Rashelo," which is his, "V'chiper ba'ado v'ad beito." It does kapara for him and his family. So if it's already told us it's his family, therefore we can widen it, right? We can widen it to go include the Kohanim as well. Look at Rashi. Hutar michlalo, michlal she'amar asher lo, the klal, from the klal, that since it said asher lo, the mashmalo v'lacherim hutru. It's already come out of that, because it just limited him, but it said also ad beito. Look, etzel beit, etzel v'chiper ba'do v'ad beito. Right, etzel beit as well. But now, we see that they get the kapora only from the power of Aaron. V'al yitchapru b'sir nase bifnim. And rather say that they don't get kapara from the seer bifnim. Why? Shelo uta michlalo etzel beito. We don't see in that pasuk of the seer bifnim that it includes anybody else of Aaron within his family. So therefore, if we're looking for a kapara for the Kohanim, it rather comes from there. And the Gemara seems to be happy with that answer. But now the Gemara is like, if you don't like that answer, right? If you're not going to answer, and you want to argue, look, Rashi actually says it. Ve'im nafshecha lomar lakshot klum ala midrash hazeh. Ulokam fresh ma yesh lo lakshot. It doesn't matter. If you're like that, I'm going to have an answer for you. Because Arei hu omer, right? Arei hu omer, the pasuk enya says, Beit Aharon, we've got another pasuk avia in Tehillim. It says, Beit Aharon birchu et Hashem. Beit Halevi birchu et Hashem. Yira Hashem birchu et Hashem. Right? Which is Aaron and the Beit HaLevi, right? And my Nehu, right? So Nehu is this, right? Man Tana, so who's the Tana? I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, look Rabbi Yehuda, di Rabbi Yehuda, I think I actually wanted to stop over here now. Look Rabbi Yehuda, di Rabbi Yehuda, Amer Kohanim, yesh lem kapra b'sira mishtaleach. Umani Rav Amar Shimon, Amar Kohanim, and lem kapra b'sira mishtaleach. So we see over here this, Beit Aron b'chu Hashem. Look at that Rashi there. Loma harei hu omer. Rehomer al korchach hamikra melabdecha. The pasuk teaches you shemitchaprim beparo shel Aaron shemar Beit Aaron berchu et Hashem. Right, Beit Aaron. Who's Beit Aaron? Harei kol hakohanim krim beito. All called his family. All the kohanim called his house. Harei heim bichlal ubaad beito. All part of him, and therefore we haven't got a problem. He will get a bit in favor.